Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Profit Roadmap Podcast. This is your premier podcast for the field service industry. And I have a lovely guest with me, Julie Fenna.
Yes.
With CEO Warrior. Yes. So yes. You just had a presentation. It looked like it went really well. Please, Julie, tell us about yourself. Thank you for joining us, first and foremost.
It's my pleasure. I'm really happy to be here. My name is Julie Fenna, and I'm the Chief Client Officer at CEO Warrior. So that's fancy, mm-hmm. right? Just a fancy title for basically I serve clients. We work with clients in the coaching and implementation realm. We serve clients in the home service industry. It's just pretty much the greatest job on the planet. And I loved the Service Edge conference. It's such an honor to be back this year. This is my second time speaking at the conference, and today just talked a lot about leadership and talked a lot about management and what it takes to really be a leader and what the definition of that truly is.
Okay, so I have to ask, because I saw the title of your presentation. It was like, take the CEO out of the name, like be a CEO, and you, yep. even yourself, you said Chief Client.
Yes.
Can you go into that a little bit?
Sure. So I think a lot of people want to use the title of owner, mm-hmm. CEO, manager, leader, but they don't really have the actions to back that up, and they don't know what that takes. And so it's great to have that be on the signature of your email,
yeah.
but do people in your organization know what that means? Can they feel that? And do your clients feel that? You know, we work in an industry that serves clients all day long.
Right.
Every person has a customer base. Your employees are your customer base.
Right.
If you are a CEO, you are an owner, you are a manager, your coworkers, your employees, that's who you serve. And so to define leadership, I feel like is a topic that a lot of people connect to a title
yeah.
and not to an action.
Wow, I really like that, because I was actually having a conversation with a friend about that, about titles, right? And it's like, right, if you can have this title, but do you actually fit the bill, and do you know what it means to be a manager or a leader? Just because you have the title doesn't mean you are that.
And people see that. Really, my mentor and coach was, you know, Mike Disney and Denise Swofford, and those were heavy mentors for me in the industry that really taught me and inspired me to be an incredible leader and the leader that I am today. And really to teach the principles that we teach at CEO Warrior that define not only the categorization and the categories of leadership, but really the heart and soul
yeah.
of leadership. You know, again, it's great to say I'm a democratic leader, I'm a transformational leader, but what about your behavior connects to that specific definition? And can people define that and tell that about your actions and your behavior? Are you inspiring people to, you know, become the best leader and the best self that they can be?
In today's world, in our economy, like why is this important? Like if I'm someone listening or business, like why?
Sure. Do you want to work for somebody who sucks?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, that was a big Julie Fenna moment there. I just kind of cut it straight.
I love it. Direct.
Yeah. I was taught at CEO Warrior, do you want comforting lies or hurtful truths? And if you're a warrior, you want hurtful truths because you want to improve. You want to get better. So really, like, I just feel like in the world today, and especially in the industry and in leadership, you have to care about how your behavior impacts other people.
Absolutely.
It's called servant leadership. It's called transformational leadership.
Yeah.
If your desire is to serve and transform every person you come in contact with, that's the real deal, Holyfield right there.
Yeah.
And I know for me, myself, I know, you know, Mike and Rob, our founders, and Mike Disney in particular, they inspired me every day to become a better version of myself. And that better version, you know, really created a lot of characteristics in me that I use in my leadership every day, but also that people talk about
right.
in regard to my leadership. You know, I love being the chief client officer because I love our freaking clients.
Yeah.
I don't believe that anybody at CEO Warrior probably loves our clients more than me. And so what an incredible opportunity to have my core purpose of my job be providing them a better experience and better service. So when you look at what is my title as a leader, or let's say you don't have a title and you're just a leader, because I tell you what, you can be a leader and not have a title. And most people, that is
That's the, very true.
Oh, it's yeah. the true definition of leadership is if your behavior can be defined and you can inspire.
Yeah.
That's just my two cents. But a lot of people just have to take a good long look at their own personal behavior and development and go, how can I improve?
Right.
What can I do?
You hit on something too, about number one, you don't want to work for a jerk or an asshole at work. But you said you love your clients. Why? Why?
Oh my
that
gosh.
Just really resonated with me, the way you said that.
I mean, we don't have enough time on this podcast. I truly believe clients at CEO Warrior are really special.
Yeah.
And I would wager to guess most people would love to say that, but I mean it. I love that every day I get an opportunity to not only really transform and inspire and change people's business life,
right.
but at CEO Warrior, we believe that as you transform as an individual, you impact every single person that you meet, every single client, every single community member, every single employee. And so for me, I love working with our clients every day because I get to see them and care about them and radically serve them as people.
Right.
Their business, that's a bonus.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And something else you hit on, and I feel like this has been something since COVID pandemic, when the job market just, people quitting and like they wanted to be treated with respect and like people or more time with their family. And you say this a lot, like treat them like they're people, they're humans. Your employees, they're not just number pushers, they are human beings.
People don't quit jobs, they quit people.
Ooh, I like that.
People
I like that.
People quit people. And so nobody is ever going to leave a job that they love
yeah.
or a leader they respect
wow.
or a leader that inspires them. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And so I really believe that today when everybody talks about it is a it's a client's market, right? It's absolutely a hiree's market. I don't know that I believe that. I really believe that each individual organization has to truly believe they are elite. They are the best.
Yeah.
Their standards and expectations must be high because they are amazing.
Yeah.
I want to work for an amazing company that believes they're amazing.
Yes.
And so if I'm a hiree, I will be attracted to that.
Yes.
I will be attracted to servant and transformational leadership. I will be attracted to somebody who believes their company, there is no greater place to work.
Yeah.
So I believe if you are a strong company with strong leadership, strong values, and you know how to match your behavior with those specific principles, you won't have any problems attracting great talent.
Okay. So where does CEO Warrior come in? Like with your clients typically, is it, hey, my business is struggling, my team, it's just,
sure.
we're on our
way. So we're super fortunate at CEO Warrior to be able to offer a lot of different services. One of our services, of course, is one-on-one advisement.
Nice.
You know, we have master advisors at our organization that provide one-to-one support to each individual company and organization we serve. We also have a very dynamic and intuitive training program that really focuses in on all of the positions in a home service company, whether that be CSR, dispatch, leadership, operations, marketing.
Wow.
It's an incredible curriculum.
Company.
Yep.
Wow.
And I also just feel like we concentrate a lot on mindset and personal transformation. That is kind of the trifecta of what we do, which makes us a really powerful organization.
That's been a theme of like several guests we've had on the podcast today, mindset. talk about mindset, mental health, taking care of your mental well-being, because when you can change your mind, when you can grow your mind,
absolutely,
it transforms everything else around you. So it's interesting that that's been the that's a common theme I've been hearing. But also when you treat your employees like people, just thinking about, I love the company I work for, and they invest in me, and they actually care, my personal growth, I perform, people perform better. They want to stay. And when they're happy, they make your customers happy.
Absolutely.
So it's like a whole like holistic approach here.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And we work a lot, and I talked a lot in the leadership presentation today, you know, knowing your employees' why, and knowing your own. Just
that's
because you're the owner, you still have to have a why.
Wow. Yeah, I never even,
So in the industry, we talk a lot about, oh, know your employees' whys. Know their whys. Get to know their whys so you can better serve them. That's great.
Yeah.
But you have to know your own.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to articulately communicate that to your employees as well. Because if they don't see you as human, then how can you serve them as human?
Wow. How can they relate to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very good. So it's humanizing.
Yeah, absolutely. Service is service.
Do you work with specific industries?
So we do. We're really fortunate enough to work with over 42 trade lines in our organization, all the way from, you know, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, drain cleaning, pest control, lawn and landscape. So
that's
really
awesome.
The gambit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody. So those of you listening, lawn care, landscape, home, like cleaning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, awesome.
At any home service company. And we have a really incredible opportunity. We have one of our main events coming up on December 5th. It's December 5th through the 7th in East Brunswick, not East Brunswick. Wow, we moved our home office, so it's Eatontown, New Jersey now.
Nice.
And it's a really incredible event that truly can transform a home service business.
Oh, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So what's your why?
Oh, that's a great question. And a question that somebody asked me earlier today. Truly looking at the journey of my life, and I've had a very diverse journey. I've had a lot of personal struggles, and I've been in the home service industry for 7 years, but 20 plus years in management in different industries. My why is truly to serve and to impact other people.
Yeah.
I want to leave people better than when I found them. And even if that is, I smiled at you in the hallway and that made your day. That is enough for me.
Yeah.
And so how I live my life, I am truly dedicated to the service of others.
I love that. We need a lot more of that in the world today. Seriously.
Thank you. It makes me so happy.
Seriously. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Julie, for being... Oh, well, okay. If people want to find out more about you.
Yes.
They're interested in CEO Warrior.
Absolutely.
Just reaching out to you. Please tell us where they can find you.
Absolutely. So the best way to get a hold of us is to go to CEOWarrior.com. You can just hit the contact us button. You can type in there a little bit. Please mention that you heard about Julie Venna or you listened to a podcast of the Service Edge conference. That would be awesome. But we would love to talk to you and connect with you. We'd love to tell you a little bit more about our services and just our core values and who we are, and just maybe brighten your day and transform your life. Nothing major.
Perfect ending. Thank you so much, Julie. Really appreciate it. And to all of our listeners, please tune in and stream this episode on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and more. And if you'd like to read our show notes to see more of what we discussed, visit serviceautopilot.com/podcast. And if you want to email us and be on the show or have more questions, send an email to profitroadmap@exploretechnologies.com, but it's spelled XPLOR. Thank you. Thank you, Julie.